This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, launching into the third hour of the program, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We talked a lot about pessimism and sort of negativity, grumpiness, anger, and some of the proposed benefits that Johnson says that you can get if you are in those places. I say, you know, whatever it is that works best for you, if you like being angry, if you like feeling grumpy, if you believe that those things are helping you, then stay though in those places for as long as they benefit you. But if at some point you think they are not benefiting you, then you can always shift your perspective to a more positive one. And I'm sure if I wanted to, Johnson, I could probably find studies that find things that positive
right.
Outlooks will give you X, Y, and Z. I just haven't taken the time to do that. So,
and you probably won't because you're not motivated because you're not angry.
Well, that's true. You're right. It did make me angry what you said.
If you were angry, you'd be like, I'm going to go do this.
That darn Johnson.
You'd actually get it done, but you won't because you're
Ian, actually, no, wait, hold on. I have to cry BS here because Ian, I actually measure my productivity in Ian. So usually I'll be like, today is a 0.1 Ian day. I'm doing only 10%. Of the activism he is. I'm just watching this dude operate 8 hours a day. He's not getting paid any money to do this, but he's just literally reading and writing and reading and writing. It's just exhausting to watch.
Yeah, but I know Ian from the old days. His activism did not begin because of his love for the government.
No, that's true. But I am,
government doesn't make him feel happy and shiny on the inside.
Well, it didn't make me happy. So I recently had a good friend. I'm trying to help him get reintegrated into society. So we had a little setback and did his time, and he's made whole with society again, but, you know, he didn't have a driver's license. And so I'm like, well, sir, why don't you have a driver's license? You're 26, and you need to be driving. I mean, and so it's like, well, I have a ticket that I haven't taken care of. And I'm like, well, you know, here's the difference between a boy and a man. Man fixes his own problems, and you created the problem by driving without a license. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying if you want to be a man, we're going to fix the problem. We're not going to sit here and complain about it, because that's one thing I don't do. If you can't fix the problem, then stop complaining about it. So I said, we're going to go down to the Keene District Court, and we gave him $50 to get a green piece of paper called a Certificate of Default Clearance. So what had happened was he had been, you know, issued a show up at this date. He didn't show up, and so there was a warrant for his arrest that was never entered into the system. So every time he got pulled over or every time he got his ID checked, no warrant came back. But there was a warrant by the court. It just wasn't popping on their computer system.
So wait, if that's what a man does a woman do? Go to court and cry? But I'm just...
Oh, goodness. And you wonder why you're single, Johnson.
You were the one who said it to be a man. You were the one who...
I was, okay, to be an adult. How about this? Children need adults.
I'm just pointing out your
adults take care of themselves.
Sir.
Children need adults to take care of them. And so I said, you know, and it was really interesting why. So here you have a grown man, very physically fit, obviously very tough. But it was all mental. He was every time he's been down to the courthouse, it's because he's been in handcuffs or for something, you know, some arrest. And so for him, it was a lot of anxiety, literally going through. And here I am in my trip rave pants. So I'm coming in dressed like a raver, and I'm hungover or high, whatever drug. And they're like, oh, God, not this one again. And I have a pair with handcuffs, and I always joke with the bailiff. I say, no, this is the new police officer uniform. See, now we've got two sets of handcuffs. I can make the suspect, and that way I never run out of handcuffs if I've got, like, two or three suspects.
So you're allowed to go into court with handcuffs of your own?
Yeah, well, they're attached to my pants. They're part of my uniform.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm just going to the court clerk, and so I say, just to be clear, I'm not going in front of Judge Burke or anybody. I'm just going to the court clerk saying, good morning, madam. I'd like to give you $50 in exchange for a piece of green paper called a Certificate of Default Clearance. We reset. All was forgiven. The warrant was quashed. We have a new court date coming up where we're going to go and argue our case. But then the Certificate of Default Clearance, this green piece of paper, we had to take it up to the Concord DMV. It couldn't be the local Keene DMV. And I'm like, why? You're the same government office here in Keene. Well, no, only the Concord DMV, because his license has been suspended. They're the only ones authorized to reinstate it. So we had to drive all the way up to Concord.
Right. Which,
wait
of course,
three hours.
If you can't drive, how do you accomplish that?
Well, you have a good friend take you up there,
right,
whether you want to
friends,
go or not.
You can do it, yeah.
He didn't want to go. It was every excuse he had. And it was just like, okay, what excuse is it going to be today, bud? I mean, bud is in friend, not bud is in his name. So, as my friend, and say, like, you know, what excuse are you going to give me today? All right, what was it last yesterday? Why can't we do this? Literally, we can't drive and sit for 3 hours and go.
Did it take 3 hours when you got there?
Yeah. It was about a three-hour wait, and we gave $125, and they changed the valid from N to Y, and then that
was ridiculous.
Well, no, because then we had to take a yellow piece of paper that we had paid $125 for back to the Keene DMV, where he then was allowed to take the written test, so you could get another yellow laminated piece of paper to go out and take the driving test, and that's where things got interesting. Because I am from Illinois. I have an Illinois-plated vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
One, there are so many bad things to say about Illinois. The one good thing I have to say, we don't require a vehicle inspection.
Mm.
To get registered with Illinois plates, you do not need a vehicle inspection ever. However old the vehicle is, whatever, no safety inspection.
Okay.
Well, this person starts going down their checklist, and it says, well, I can't give a road test here unless I have an inspection sticker on the car. And I'm like, sir, this is an Illinois-plated vehicle. Here is valid Illinois registration. Those stickers are valid. Here is my valid insurance card, and I'm a valid licensed Illinois driver. This is a street-legal vehicle. Now, if you can show me a rule where it says you can only use a New Hampshire-plated vehicle to take the road test,
I'm more
than happy to surrender. Otherwise, you and I are going and talking to your supervisor right now.
Wow.
And we're going to have a very, very long talk about, obviously, really, and I'm going to be making you look stupid. So do you want to do this, or do you just want to check the box that there was an inspection sticker on my car, because this is retarded?
So you were
successful. I didn't say that. Well, I said, sir, you know, I'm totally apologize. I'm willing to go. There's this thing called Adobe Photoshop. I can go forge a non-existent Illinois inspection sticker because my government of Illinois does not issue these things. But if you need a piece of paper to check off some box, I'm willing to go forge it as long as you don't tell anybody that I forged it.
You said that to him?
Huh? I won't say whether I said or not. Some jokes like that might not go over well.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, most bureaucrats probably would not find that funny.
I'll just say this. He did check the box.
Okay.
He got in the vehicle and passed.
Good.
And now my boy is now a man. He has a driver's license now. And I said, oh, well, no. Then we had to take his driver's test with another $50. And they took his one piece of plastic and gave him a new piece of plastic.
So after all was said and done, what was the total
amount of money? After $225 and about 12 hours of time to three different government agencies involving five different pieces of paper, we finally got his piece of plastic back. And I said, you know what's amazing, my good friend? A week ago, you could drive a car at a certain level of safety and competence. And now, a week later, after we spent $225 and 12 hours and five pieces of paper, you can now drive with the same level of safety and confidence, but now you won't be thrown into jail every time the cops pull you over.
That's true.
Isn't that amazing? For only $225 and 8 hours' time, I said,
why do you think these people are miserable?
Could you imagine being a DMV clerk and literally your entire job is, oh, I take this piece of paper and punch it into here, and this piece of paper and punch it in here, and that is your entire existence. And at some point you realize, what have I done to make God so angry that in this life, I am a DMV clerk having to sit here listening to me. Well, no, sir, I can't give you a driver's license. They have to work with the other clerks.
They have to work with the administrators.
Yes.
And so it's not only a boring, repetitive, thankless job that people hate you for, but also you're in a workplace with everybody else who's in the same
circumstances. That's why I highly recommend if you have to go into the DMV, if you're going in for road tests, don't do it. But if you have to sit there for some administrative paperwork, be stoned, be drunk, be hungover, be high, be whatever you have to be pleasant to these people. Because these DMV clerks, I will not say a bad word about them to their face. Uh-uh. Because all they have to do is tappity-tap on that keyboard, and they can make your life very miserable.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Always remember that when you're talking with that government official, like that person with the keyboard, they're like a cop with a gun. They could kill you and get away with it, because you know why? They're the government. Who's going to stop them?
Well, Robin Hood of Keene has successfully been able to stop some of the government. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, there has been this phenomenon for, six, 7 years now. I guess it's been going on for quite a while. Robin Hood, maybe longer than that. Yeah, I think it was 2009 or whatever when Robin Hood started. So about 7 years.
Well, tell our listeners, what is Robin Hooding?
Robin Hooding is where you load up with some coinage, and you hit the streets, you look for the parking enforcer, find the parking enforcer enforcing wherever it is they are, and then get in front of the parking enforcer, maybe about 20 feet or so in front of them, and start checking the meters before the parking enforcer can reach the meter. If you find an expired meter, you drop a coin into it. giving it that person some more time. You leave a little calling card on the person's windshield to let them know that they were saved from getting a parking ticket by Robin Hood of Keene. And then you repeat that over and over and over and over
again.
Until
the city sues you.
Until the city sues you.
For tortuous interference.
And
you
civil
naughty
conspiracy.
Little boy.
And civil
oh, yeah.
conspiracy
and
that came
harassment
later.
And a bunch and of other stuff.
They wanted money as well. And that case has been going on now since 2013. We'll give you an update on Robin Hood of Keene. Coming up here, 855 450 free allows you to join us. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah!
You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest on Robin Hood of Keene, the Court battle continues between the heroic activists who have saved thousands of people from getting parking tickets in the small town of Keene, New Hampshire, versus the parking enforcers and their backers and attorneys with the city of Keene. We'll give you the latest on that. Plus, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. You can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. And you can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with a cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, great topic tonight, Ian. I caught in on it a little late. And, I wanted to, after I start getting this rolling, I'd really like to kind of get TJ's thoughts on this, too. I think this applies to him also in his own kind of way.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Well, topic tonight.
Which one? Being angry? Or grumpy?
Yeah, but when it comes to things that I think most people that are on the show, and I think like myself and some of the other people that call in that are very active in civil rights and things like that, that's the way I'm approaching it. That anger. It's not anger, it's frustration, but it can border on anger, and it can turn into anger, if I may, Ian.
Okay.
Okay. I could use myself. What's that, Ian?
I didn't say anything.
I was about to say, I always want to put a smile on the bailiff's faces.
TJ, you got your chance in a second, but can I just...
Okay, go ahead and finish. I thought you were finished, buddy. That's why I jumped in. You always have the first word and last, sir. Go right ahead.
Pessimism equals preparation.
Go right ahead, sir. I'm going to shut my yap.
Okay. I know myself. I mean, I call on the show a lot, and I sometimes talk about some heavy-duty, cutting-edge stuff. A lot of people may not understand now. My first instance of civil rights was at 5 years old. And at a point, I mentioned that I'm a Gnostic. And as a Gnostic, there's certain things that make you a very powerful person, things that may be mystical. Now, with that power comes responsibility. Now, when dealing with others, especially those who don't understand, I mean, I got to tell you, I lead a very selfless life. A lot of people don't. My effectiveness, a lot of times, people are unaware of what I do. And everybody wants to be liked. Everybody wants to be loved. And
I think that's true.
Yeah, and what it comes down to is, I mean, I have people spit in my face. I've had people break bottles over my head. It's a lot of it out of misunderstanding. And those same people are the ones that I'm there for. And, and I don't persecute those who don't understand, because here's the secret. When you look at the good book, Ian, and then I want to kind of get TJ's take on or anybody else's. You know, the good book, it's so simple. And people didn't understand it then. And they understand it less now.
You're talking about the Bible?
It was spoken about more than anything. And that was...
No, he said the good book.
No, it's not a really good book.
Love, peace, love, and understanding. And here's how it works. It's only through love and understanding can we ever achieve peace. It's that simple, and that's how I deal with the frustration.
I got to agree with you on that one tonight, Ricky. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. What do you think? He asked for your opinion,
Well, I
TJ.
Promised him to have the last word, and I don't think it's fair for me to go back on my word. So I said, you have the first
and
the last
word. Well,
he
did ask you what you thought, though.
Okay. I'm going to backtrack on what I said before. Sorry, but every time I go in with those bailiffs, the first time it's like, oh, my goodness, it's a crazy person. But I always want to put a smile on their face. Like, I always, obviously I'm saying in a way, like, isn't this silly what we have to do? Like, I'm taking off all my metal because, I mean, my trip pants, the raver pants, so they have, like, all kinds of chains and handcuffs. Right. So, of course, I have to remove all of them because the rules say any chains, they have to be taken off because they could be used as a weapon. And so I'm like, yeah, really, lady? It's like, do you really think this place has the tightest security? Like, I watched one guy walk in. He just walked up to the court clerk, and I was with my guy, and I pointed to my ears, and I said, you want to learn to be a spy? Listen, don't say a word. Guy walks up, the clerk says, I'm a DEA federal agent. He's dressed in plain clothes. has his Glock 22 sidearm on him. I want this case study, no credential check, didn't bother to show his ID. And I said, now, isn't that amazing? A guy just walked up and said, I'm a U.S. Marshal or an FBI agent.
Well, isn't it possible they knew who he was?
It's possible, but, you know, that's the thing. How hard do you think it is if, you know, like I always tell these people, you know, look, a smart, crazy person is very dangerous because they look and they are smart enough to figure out how to get around your security. And the thing is, this is a security theater, so why don't we just dispense with it? I would love to go into the courthouse and not have any
security. Well, I mean, it is
security.
You're right. It's not going to stop the smart people or the determined people, but it will stop the sloppy ones, right? The ones
right.
who just on a lark, they decide they want to slice a judge up, and they, you know, grab a knife and trundle on down to the courthouse.
I mean, I'm not going to do this, but I'm like, do you really think it would be that hard with as much lingo as I know about federal agents? My name's Special Agent Spy, da-da-da-da-da, and they go right around security, sir. I mean, if you got that piece of plastic or that shiny tin badge, they don't ever check, and the inspector general confirmed this. They actually printed up fake FBI credentials, and they would say, we're here to get on the plane, and say they were real special agents for the inspector general's office pretending to be
fake
special agents trying to get into the Pentagon police. And so that was just the crazy thing, is they walked into the NSA, the CIA, some of the places who had the tightest security, and they would just say, oh, yeah, we're with the Anne Arundel County Sheriff, and
right.
the NSA security just let them on in.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, the NH exit forums have blown up a little bit, or the discussion group on Facebook has blown up a little bit.
Yep, you've had your first schism.
Sort of. But it really gets over something that most people never even talk about, and that is moderating or banning people who are not really that constructive to a forum.
Well, I would say there have been plenty of conversations about this over the years. I mean, it just, as any forum gains membership, it also is going to attract trolls. It's going to attract people who are incompetent and who are annoying or whatever. And that is what was happening in the NH exit forum that you're talking about on Facebook, was somebody was in there posting in a way that was kind of distracting, that wasn't really adding anything. It wasn't like he was spamming. He wasn't in there, you know, advertising for a shoe sale at some store or something like that. He was in there, and he was an actual user of the forum. It's just that he was posting things that a lot of people didn't appreciate, that were kind of junking up the forum. Not really on topic exactly, and so there was some debate as to whether or not this person should be kicked out. That's what you're referring to, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people look at these kinds of things and they think, well, this is just a distraction and we shouldn't be talking about this person and we shouldn't care, we should just ban him or whatever. But it's, to me, it's a fairly big deal and not a waste of time at all, in the sense that we want to be setting an example of how do we handle, controversial people, right? Do we just dictatorially handle them, or do we democratically handle them? Do we not handle them at all? Do we let them do whatever they want?
These are excellent questions, and they have been addressed many times. If you want to continue the discussion, Dave, stand by. We'll dig into it. What is the right way to approach this? Well, I mean, the fact is not everybody can agree on the right way to handle this, which causes all kinds of conflict and strife, which ends up in splits. And that's what happened to this group. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you right there. You can get interactive for free. Also, you can contribute via Bitcoin if you would like to Free Talk Live. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. What's that? You don't have a Bitcoin wallet yet? Well, we have one we recommend here. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's called Jax, J-A-X-X dot I-O is the website where you can download Jax. It's cross-platform, so maybe you've got an Android smartphone, an iOS device. Perhaps you've got a laptop with Windows or Linux or Mac on it. Well, you can get Jax for any of those things. Also, browser plugins available for Chrome and Firefox. All of it's over at Jax.io or your favorite app store, J-A-X-X.io. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, and I hear they're going to be adding Dash very soon to Jax. There's also Shapeshift integration right there into the Jax wallet, which will mean that you can change from one cryptocurrency to another. So if you want to change from your Bitcoin into Ether or vice versa, you can easily do that with Jax, with Shapeshift right there in the wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is the Chief Digital Officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange and a Free Talk Live listener. By the way, it's super easy to back up your wallet with Jax, which means that if something terrible happens to your phone, nothing terrible will happen to your Bitcoin. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. We're on with Dave in New Hampshire. Many of you may know him as Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And, Dave, you're also the founder of NHExit.com, which has become the third kind of secessionist or independence-supporting organization. There's not much organization to it, but it's just a group of folks on Facebook, and some of them do things in real life, like doing real life kind of outreach events or protests or demonstrations, whatever you want to call that. And so there was recently recalling about some of the, I guess, the drama that was happening within the group where people could not get along with one particular person who was in there seemingly just to continue trolling people. And ultimately, you asked the question, should this person be banned from the group? And you basically you took a poll of the members of the group saying that if it was two-thirds in one direction to ban the person, that you would go ahead and do it. And you were kind of questioning whether or not that was the right approach, or what did you want to share tonight about that?
Well, this is the idea that we want to set an example in the territories that we control, even if those are just virtual territories. We want to behave there towards dissidents the way that we would want to be treated, and to tell them, you know, the people of New Hampshire or the world or whatever, that folks like us deserve whatever power we have, which in many cases is not very much power. But yeah, he was voted, the vote was more than two-thirds to ban him, is the term that I used. Really, I think block is the right word now that I've gone in and done it for the first time.
So the arguments... The arguments here, as I recall them, I mean, I didn't read in detail what this guy was posting, but I did know that people were upset by him. The argument was, well, okay, for the people that said, let him stay, was, oh, if you don't like this guy, you can just block him on your own personal Facebook account, and then you won't see his posts. So why not let him stay in the group? The other side of that argument was, well, there are new people who are coming into the group, and those people aren't blocking this person. If they come in and all they see is this guy's junk posts or whatever it was that, you know, he was putting in there, off-topic or, you know, not quite appropriate posts, then that may turn off a new person from wanting to even, you know, read the forum long enough to find the value and the valuable posts in it. So I ended up not voting in the poll just because I had not read enough of his posts to know for sure exactly what his deal was. But a lot of people did vote against him. But it, of course, caused the same old controversy that I've seen again and again. People who support the trolling will say things like, oh, well, this is public, and you should be able to post whatever you want in a public group. Like, well, no, it's got a purpose. There's a reason why this group exists. It's to promote the idea of New Hampshire declaring independence from the United States, and posts that aren't related to that don't belong there.
Not necessarily to promote it, but rather to discuss it. And
okay.
the extent that he was involved in that, I don't think there was too much of a problem. He was a little bit anti-Semitic sounding in some of his posts. But the main concern that some people had, I think, was just that he was off topic and he was just taking up space. But again, it's not really just about him. It's really about us and the idea of how do you handle dissent, whether you're going to act like Stop Free Keen and cut off any people who want to come on the discussion group and complain about Stop Free Keen. And really, to be honest with you, some of the way that you handle some of your forums, which is pretty controlled, you know, the Free Keen forums require some sort of, you're supposed to sign that you agree with something or another before you can even.
No, you're talking about the Shire Society forum. The Free Keen forum hasn't existed for years, but the Shire Society forum is what it turned into. And yeah, we do want people on that forum who have signed the Shire Society Declaration. It is the Shire Society forum. You know, there are plenty of places on the internet where you can debate with libertarians. And if I don't want that to be happening on my forum, then I don't want it to be happening there. So, I mean, that's just the rules of that organization. If somebody wants to open up a forum for a total, you know, free fest, go ahead and post whatever junk you want, then you're going to get a bunch more junk, and there's going to be very, very little of value there. So I generally lean towards more moderation when it comes to groups that have a specific purpose, but it's not my group. So what I suggested to one of the people was, one of the folks from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence was, hey, you know, the best solution here is to not argue about it, is to just go ahead and break off and start a new group. And that's what happened, actually. There's been another group created now, which is only going to let in, you know, vetted, known activists who are actually, you know, willing to get out in the streets and actually do something rather than just post on Facebook. So now you've got the more generalized forum, which is your NH Exit forum, and you've got a more specific moderated forum. So, you know, we can have it all.
Yeah. I just think it's important where possible, if the purpose of a discussion group is to discuss something, provide as much free speech as possible. I did end up having to block the guy ultimately. Well, not having to, but complying with the wishes of the supermajority of our community. But I still, if possible, I'd like to think that that's a more lenient approach toward him than most forums would have taken.
It may have been. I mean, ultimately, what you decided to do was choose one group of people over another. I mean, that's not atypical. That's what happened to me with the Free State Project. You know, the Free State Project basically told me to go take a hike because they didn't want to lose some of the other people that were more valuable to them as far as activists were concerned.
Is that how you feel with
volunteers?
I believe your press release. I love the press release. It says, we've decided to go our mutually separate directions, and Ian, we admire him. Unfortunately, he and will no longer be welcome at our events, and we wish him the best in his future endeavors. I'm like, oh, that's like a termination letter from a company. Like,
yeah,
very passive aggressive.
And they were going to have a mutiny on their hands from the some of their volunteers if they didn't do that. So they picked one group of people over another. And ultimately, whenever a group gets large enough, you're going to have these internal conflicts. And that's what most libertarians do.
Huh? It's going to happen again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'll keep happening again and again and again. I mean, it has happened multitudes of times already. Some people acted like the time I got kicked out of the Free State Project events was like the first thing. No, it was actually 2 weeks before that. We had another schism where people were mad because Garrett Ian recorded Edward Snowden at the Liberty Forum. And it just constantly happens in large groups of people. And that's what libertarians don't understand if they don't live in New Hampshire, because there's never more than 5 to 10 of them in any given city. And so, you know, they're all just so desperate to know someone else who's a libertarian, they overlook any kind of issues or controversy for the most part. But once you get up to 30 people, 50 people, 100 people, you're going to have a split. It's almost a guarantee. It's just the way people are. Thanks, Dave, for your call tonight, and thanks for all the hard work out there. RidleyReport.com is his site, and, of course, NHExit.com as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, if you're actually successful at your activism, then the state will target you for lawsuits. And we'll talk about Robin Hood of Keene saving people from parking tickets coming up on Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular Mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here in the reigning moments at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The website, of course, freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there in a variety of different ways. All of them are free. Now, if you want to support the show, you can do that by getting behind our satellite fundraiser. It's happening now, and it's happening for the next 3 days. It's been going on for 2 months, and we're coming to the end of it. Thank you to everyone who's contributed so far. We're not going to likely make the goal, but that's okay because it's an Indiegogo fundraiser. So whatever it is that we raise, we'll get to keep after Indiegogo takes their fundraising cut. So we will, you know, keep whatever it is that's raised. We're going to put that towards our satellite channels, continuing the operation of our North and Central American satellite, as well as the Sub-Saharan African satellite as well. If you support the ideas of liberty and spreading them all around the globe, please get behind that satellite channel or those satellite channels by going to fund.lrn.fm. That's F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. There are lots of perks available. Everybody who donates will get a free copy of Daryl W. Perry's audiobook and PDF version of A Rebel's Journey, and there's some other perks available there as well. So go get the details about what we're doing. You can learn more about free-to-air satellite and exactly what we're up to, and contribute as little as you want, $5, $50, whatever you can afford. We appreciate it, and it'll all go towards continuing to spread the message of liberty and peace all over the world, at least as far as we can do it with the money that we have. So thank you over at fund.lrn.fm. That's F-U-N-D, fund. And if you haven't spread that link, you know, posting it on your social media, please take a moment to do that, even if you can't afford to give. That's one way that you can help give back. So, headline. At the Keene Sentinel, incorrect. Robin Hooders, City of Keene, could head back to New Hampshire Supreme Court. No, we're already back at the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
$70,000. You know, if they just would have paid James.
That was just the first part of the case.
If they will, I mean, heck, with that kind of money, we could have hired two, you know, like a public school teacher or a police officer. Right. So whatever such days. I'm like, really?
That's the amount the city paid at least for the first portion of this case, which was in the Superior Court here in Keene, where the City of Keene sued the Robin Hooders, the people who've been saving thousands the people from getting parking tickets. They sued us back in 2013, and so the first estimate that we saw was $70,000+. But you know, it could have been
more fees that the city spent of taxpayer money. They spent on legal lawyers, and I'm like, I am in the wrong line of work.
It could be up to $100,000, $150,000. We don't know.
I want to be a lawyer for the city of Keene.
And at this point, the lawyers claim they're working pro bono. So the lawyers
they've lost three times in a row.
Right. They've been paid so much money at this point, they just said, we'll give you the fourth one free.
I'm like, at what point do you realize you don't have a winning argument, dude? I mean, it's just like maybe the third appeal, the fourth appeal, you realize, yeah, we're just kind of wasting the money here. And thank God for the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union and the John Meyer.
Let's see how the story pans out from the Sentinel. It's the local Keene newspaper reporting on it. They interviewed me for the story. The arguments have been aired. A New Hampshire Supreme Court ruling has been issued, but the city of Keene is still pressing to impose restrictions on the so-called Robinhooders, appealing to the highest court in the state and laying out its case in a brief in May. The Robinhooders recently hit back with their own brief, bringing the dispute closer to one more confrontation in Concord. With briefs filed on both sides, the Supreme Court will decide if and when it will hold oral arguments on the matter for a second time. That's true, but what they're specifically looking at is the request for an injunction. So the city of Keene wants there to be this like buffer zone, basically, a completely unconstitutional buffer zone in between the parking enforcers and the Robinhooders. And that's the one aspect of the case that is going back to the Supreme Court, because the city of Keene basically failed on every other aspect at the last time we were at the Supreme Court. The allegations of tortious interference, civil conspiracy, negligence, all of those were thrown out by the Supreme Court. And the only thing we didn't win explicitly the first time at the Supreme Court was this question of the injunction. They sent it back for a more a better hearing and a more detailed ruling from the Superior Court on that. On that
Garrett
question.
Is always a nuisance. That was my favorite quote from that trial.
Right. Anything that Garrett
if
says.
If you go and talk about the weather, if Ian comes out and talks to you about the weather,
Garrett,
it says, good morning.
Not Ian Freeman.
Garrett. Yeah, so there were two separate. So the question was, if Ian Freeman were to talk to you about the weather, you would consider that harassment? Yes, I would. And then what would you consider about Garrett's treatment? Garrett is always in it. Would you consider Mr. Garrett Ian a nuisance? Garrett is always a nuisance was, I think it was Linda's answer. I forget whoever. But it was just such a brief answer. Yeah, we don't like these people. Got us there.
So the Robinhooders have been challenged by the city for 3 years for engaging in a unique form of civil protest following parking enforcement officers. Not true. We go in front of the parking enforcement officers. And paying off expired meters before tickets could be issued. Obviously, if we were following the officers, we wouldn't be able to save anyone from getting a ticket, so we have to be in front of them. According to city officials, the actions were accompanied by verbal abuse of the officers throughout their shifts, leading one to quit and another to seek
counseling.
Poor Allen. The
city
has argued that the conditions represent an unmanageable burden on governmental functions and create an unsafe working environment for employees. Robinhooders dispute the safety concerns and say their actions are protected by free speech rights. The behavior has largely died down in recent years as many of the movement's early proponents have moved out of town or focused on other pursuits. The legal action began in 2013 as a lawsuit against six of the demonstrators and reached the New Hampshire Supreme Court in June of 2015. That number has been reduced to two defendants in the current proceedings. That's true. They, in their brief that they sent to the Supreme Court, after they've already whittled down the 50-foot radius to a 10-foot radius over the last couple of years, so they're asking for less and less and less. They're basically saying, whatever you can give us, we'll take. And then they're also cutting out four of the original six defendants from the case as well. Their case just, it's so weak. Anyway, at each step of the way, the courts have found the penalties sought by the city, including financial reparations for the affected employees and the proposed creation of a buffer zone around parking enforcement officers, were violations of the First Amendment. But it's in its June 2015 ruling, the Supreme Court redirected the case back to the Superior Court, agreeing with the court's prior stance on the demonstrators' First Amendment rights, but asking it to consider the particular merits of the case with respect to the proposed buffer zone. At issue this time is the ruling by that court. On November 20th, John C. Kissinger, Jr., the judge in the Superior Court, held the city's attempt to establish a geographical buffer zone between the Robinhooders and parking enforcement officers violated First Amendment rights of the demonstrators. The city has appealed that decision back to the Supreme Court. In the brief filed in May, attorneys for the city argued the Superior Court had failed to take into account the significance of the governmental interests at stake when weighing them against First Amendment rights of the protesters. They're basically saying that our job of enforcing parking enforcement should mean that we shouldn't be able to be criticized. Or at least in close proximity.
Well, if we're going to start making being nasty and obnoxious jerkitude a crime, something you can have a felony record and be thrown into a cage called jail for, we better start locking up about 25% of the population, because about 25% of the population is just darn obnoxiously. They're rude.
One of the requirements of the parking enforcer in their job requirements is that they have to endure verbal and mental abuse.
Didn't Alan Divitz know that? Like, Alan, you know, Puddin, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you, but some people in this world just aren't that nice. And this is what I love about lawyers, is all the stuff, a lot of the stuff the Keene city government made against us, said, oh, we called him a baby killer or something. And our lawyer, John Meyer, said, you know what, we're not even going to dispute that. Even though it never happened, you know why? It makes a stronger precedent. So what? You called him a baby killer and your mama wears army shoes. That's freedom of speech. It's a jerk thing to say, but it's not a criminal act.
You never hear that insult anymore. I only heard it in elementary school.
Well, but you know, that's the thing, is people think, oh, we went around calling Alan Givitz a baby killer. No, we did not do anything. The people who got sued, we never said a word of that. But we didn't deny it in the court thing because we wanted a stronger precedent when we knew we were going to win, because we knew what the city was doing was wrong.
They raised safety concerns on behalf of the employees and members of the public, said that the actions, which included distributing flyers and protesting, had disrupted the flow of pedestrians and traffic and would in the future. The buffer zone, which the lawyers say could be as little as 10 feet, would not be an undue restriction and would balance the free speech rights against government functionality, said the brief. Charles P. Bauer, the lawyer for the city, said, no one's asking or requiring the individuals from stopping what they're doing. They can effectively do what they want to do in terms of protesting governmental operations. The necessity, he argued, was in allowing government workers to carry out their jobs without interference. So they're basically saying, no, if you would just impose this injunction, we don't care if you fill people's meters, we just don't want you nearby the enforcer, which of course doesn't stop the person from talking to the enforcer. But what it does do is, if this injunction were to be imposed, would mean that if I wanted to say something to one of the parking enforcers, I'd have to be 10 feet away, which would mean I'd have to raise my voice, more likely that people would be yelling in the streets.
Well, unfortunately, you know what I think we should do? If we, let's see, I actually think it would be kind of funny, you know, you could be on your radio, you could just do from here, you get on the little squawky talkie and I could stand next to Linda or whoever and be like, you could talk to her from the house, why even follow her around? You'll be more than 10 feet away, you'll comply with the order.
There's more to
the
story here.
Words of liberty right to her.
There's more to the story here, I'll post it on our Facebook and Twitter here and you can check it out at your leisure. And of course, if you want to see the full briefs, I've got them linked over at freekeen.com. Suffice it to say, we're going all the way to the Supreme Court and hopefully we will be victorious as we have been every step of this this path. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.